Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. My name is Provost Bob Bluen, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here at WCHL. Nurses often prioritize caregiving over self-care. Dr. Cheryl Giscombe leads initiatives in our School of Nursing that helps nurses help themselves and take steps to reduce stress. She also studies the impact of stress on health disparities, especially in African Americans.
Dr. Giscombe has been a Tar Heel longer than most. She was born at UNC while her father was in dental school, and she earned her second master's degree at Carolina as a nursing specialist.
I'm really interested in what we call health disparities, which are different rates of adverse health conditions in particular groups, African Americans in particular. But my research specifically focuses on understanding how to measure stress and how to develop interventions that are going to help people manage stress in their lives. Initially, I became interested in this when I worked with my doctoral mentor who studied the role of stress in preterm birth and low birth weight in all women, in all ethnic groups of women. But I learned when I worked with her that African-American women have twice the rate of low birth weight, preterm delivery, and infant mortality compared to white women. And I was really interested in why and some of the things we would normally think about, like limited access to health care or being uninsured or other things such as that, education, income, those things didn't explain the disparity. And more researchers were starting to look at stress. But the more I learned about that, the more I learned that stress is also a factor in other disparities such as overweight and obesity and diabetes and heart disease. And so I really became interested in how do we help people cope with stress so they can have better health outcomes? How do we know we're tapping into stress in a way that people experience it? Not just generic ways of looking at stress, but culturally relevant, gender relevant, you know, life experiences that might create the nuanced ways in which people experience stress. I came across this concept of superwoman or the strong black woman, and it related to women talking about primarily how they felt that they had to present an image of strength. They had to prioritize caregiving over their own self-care and how they were motivated to succeed, but that often prevented them really from feeling comfortable accepting help from others or feeling comfortable sharing their vulnerabilities with others for fear that they would be perceived as weak or for fear that people would take advantage of them. So there were a number of factors, but that wasn't being researched in stress and health disparities research.
Dr. Giscombe dived more deeply into what she learned was the concept of superwoman schema.
This notion of being obligated to present an image of strength, and it allowed me to develop a framework that included five characteristics of what we call superwoman schema. The five characteristics are perceived obligation to present an image of strength, perceived obligation to suppress emotions, perceived obligation or really more so resistance to accepting help from others or showing vulnerability, a motivation to succeed despite limited resources and prioritization of caregiving over self-care. Other researchers around the same time were starting to do similar work. And so when we talk, when we compare our research, when we present at conferences, we're finding these themes are consistent. Whenever I present to mixed race or mixed ethnic audiences, women from other ethnic groups say, that's our group too. And that's being a woman. I say, yes, it is. It is, you know, because other people have called it the strong black woman concept. And that's fine. But I chose to call the framework I developed superwoman schema because I knew that eventually I'd be interested in examining how it differs, if so, across different groups. Why we think that, even though it's probably common in women, period, why we think that it may be distinct in African-American women is related to how women describe the antecedents to developing these perceived obligations. So they talked about social experiences such as historical factors that created the kind of roles that black women have, relationship factors, when you think about relationships with men and women and how that influences the degree to which women work outside the household and how they're balancing things. So there are a number of nuances that might make this an issue that is more salient for African-American women, and we're exploring that.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.